Hey friends, it's Monica. Happy Friday to you. And I cannot believe we are at Memorial Day weekend and the end of the school year. School for us got out on Wednesday. So we are 2 days into summer and 8 weeks to go. So we're trying to figure out how to cram in every single thing that we want to do in 8 weeks. I have a high schooler now, which hold me because I still feel like I'm like 27, and a third grader. And it's just crazy. There's so much happening. I have been feeling extremely raw and vulnerable lately. And I think it's just a perfect storm of everything ranging from selling our house in the mountains and saying goodbye to that for once and for all. My daughter moving into high school, my son moving into third grade, being in the city for not the, this whole school year for 9 months. And then just several other things that, I don't need to go into detail about, but it's all kind of like hit at one time. And I've just been really emotional about it. And I would love to just blame it on hormones, but it's been a significant amount of time where I can't just blame it on that anymore. And so I've been trying to suck it up. I've been trying to not break down. I've been trying to hold my emotions together. And a couple times in the last few weeks, I've just let myself have a really good cry. And I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, sometimes life circumstances get so incredibly overwhelming. And we know that in all things we need to praise the Lord. We know that in all things we need to fight the good fight and have perseverance. But we forget sometimes that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and that He bandages their wounds and that God Himself is just the greatest comforter. And I just think that we forget to allow ourselves to get it out, that we forget to give ourselves safe people to talk to find people that we can let it out with. And just, it doesn't mean that we don't have faith. It doesn't mean that we don't have hope. It doesn't mean that we don't have trust. It doesn't mean that we're not going to take action where the Lord wants us to take action. But sometimes we need to just pause and let ourselves have a good cry. There's something very healing about it. There's something very cleansing about it. And a lot of times we don't understand the deep work that the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. And so just getting it out and purging it and crying will, I don't know, kind of help facilitate that work. There's a Passion translation of the Psalms, and Psalm 56:8 says, "You've kept track of all my wandering and my weeping. You've stored my many tears in your bottle. Not one will be lost, for they are all recorded in your book of remembrance." And I think that's such a beautiful verse that just reminds us the Lord is right there watching us. When we have these moments where we just feel overwhelmed and need to let it out and go to Him, He remembers every detail about it and He collects every tear. Psalm 34:18 says in the Message, "If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, He'll help you catch your breath." And I know probably more people that are listening to this than not know exactly what that verse feels like. When your heart is broken, when you feel kicked in the gut, like when you can't catch your breath, God will help you. And it's Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And I just want to encourage you. I know personally that there are so many people that are just struggling with some massive life things, and you feel weak if you let it out and let the, let yourself feel the depth of it. You feel like maybe, like I have felt, where if you go there emotionally, you're going to hit a bottom that you can't pull yourself out of. I know there's people who maybe struggle with depression and are afraid that you will fall into depression if you start to allow yourself to feel it and won't pull out. But there's no way that we can carry the burdens that we carry without first fully experiencing them and then rolling them onto the Lord. And we talked, gosh, probably a couple of years ago about, prayers of lament and lamenting. And I'm going to link to that episode because it's just so important to do it. And I had forgotten that. And I had been trying to muster up in my own strength how to move on and keep going. But the Lord has just really brought me back to a place of, vulnerability, of kind of childlikeness, where I just needed to kind of sometimes curl up in my daddy's lap and, have a cry and just let Him comfort me. So I want to give you that encouragement this week. Next week is our last episode of Be Fruitful. We're going to deep dive, Sarah and I, and talk about this whole entire series for the past few months, and then we'll be on break for summer. So I hope you've had a glorious, wonderful weekend, and can't wait to reconvene with all of you in the fall. Bye.